We have a couple of guests this morning. Actually, we have three guests this morning. We have Ray Larson, who came in on a whole different for a whole different reason, but we invited him to sit in here with us because we don't get to retired Ray the DA very often. How you doing, Ray?
I'm tap dancing.
Yeah, you're having your semi-annual
problem twice a year. With that sounds like
allergies.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
Well, you're looking good too, Jack.
Well, thank you.
Pretty good. Your beard is looking real good.
Well, thank you. And Heather Clary is with us from the Better Business Bureau. Heather comes in 2 or 3 times a year and talks about gimmicks and don't be, get in trouble with these people that would love to take your money. And Heather, I would guess that this is a really prime time for these bad guys.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and the internet just makes things so much easier for them. And it's convenient for us, but it makes it convenient for them, too. So you got to kind of be on your guard a little bit.
Before we get into the really bad guys, I had a story earlier this morning that I probably didn't keep out here, but it was about be careful, because these aren't bad guys. These are just being sneaky by the advertisers, not doing anything illegal or crooked or anything.
Right, trigger phrases.
Yeah, just be careful because on Black Friday it said, a lot of things are really massively discounted, but a lot of things really aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can buy something just because it's Black Friday, a month later, the 3 days before Christmas, you may find it cheaper.
And that is part of, if you are doing the Black Friday shopping, something to keep in mind. Another thing that happens is many times if there's something deeply discounted, and it's usually some big electronic, like a big TV, something of that nature, they'll have limited amounts, or you can only buy one. And then some people will get upset about that. So that's why you got to look at the terms and conditions that are usually on the ads. Watch for asterisks that talk about that stuff. Things that come free with purchase. What do you have to purchase for it to be free?
Right.
Those kinds of things. Just be mindful of it because it's easy to get caught up in all the bedlam of the shopping and looking at all the flyers. And some people sign up for email alerts from their favorite retailers that might tell them of special sales coming up. That comes to where you need to look at your email carefully because you may get some emails that are fake. Like if you're an Amazon customer or your Best Buy customer, you might get one that is pretending to be from them. And but you also just want to make sure that you haven't, did I sign up for email alerts from these people? Because if you click on a link or open something, you could possibly be unleashing a virus on your computer. So, but the internet's really helpful to people. You can do a lot of shopping and comparing right there in your pajamas at the breakfast table.
That's right. And it won't be too long until they'll start delivering stuff with a little robot that flies into your porch and drops
the
it
drone,
there.
Or even some of these that are letting you come into their house.
Has that started? I've read about that.
I read an article about the one that, Walmart? Walmart started it.
They're coming in putting groceries in your refrigerator.
Yeah, and now there's some gift ones. And, that may make things easier for law enforcement because there's so many thefts of packages that people have delivered. In the holiday season, I know the police would tell you that, and if somebody's bringing it into your house and leaving it there, that's fine. I did read that to get some of these setup systems for this, the setup costs like $250 to get the equipment.
Really?
One article I read talked about that. So, if you order a lot of stuff from Walmart or Amazon, maybe it was Amazon that was doing
might
that.
Might have been,
the key service, I think.
I'm just afraid Amazon guy is going to be there and run into the guy from Walmart, and it's just going to be awkward.
It's just going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Or you do your bricks and mortar shopping like a lot of people do. So, and if you're doing that, one thing we advise people, too, is to get the gift receipts. Ask for those gift receipts. Those are wonderful.
Why?
Because it's easy to tuck it into the package when you do give it at Christmas time. It makes it easier for your recipient to return it or exchange it if they have to.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good information.
A lot of places will print them out regardless this time of year.
But a lot of times they'll ask you, do you want a gift receipt? I usually say no because I didn't know what they were for.
Yeah,
now I know.
And they don't have the price that you paid on it either, so it doesn't look tacky. You can just tuck it in there, they'll have it, and you don't even know if they took it back or not. Everything's dandy. I've been to stores where I'm at a big box store and I've bought, milk and toilet paper and a CD for somebody for Christmas. They'll print out a gift receipt for the milk and for the toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah, I'll throw that out. But, that's a good thing to ask for when
you're
shopping.
Although toilet paper is the gift that gives back
I was talking about the
long.
CD, but,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to open our phone lines right now. 253-59. Laugh it up there. Yuck it up there, Ray. 253-59-59. Touch star 590 from AT&T, toll-free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. Email jackpatty@wvlkam.com, or you can use our text line, sponsored by the Pharmacy Shop in Southland, 253-5959. Now, what else is going on in terms of things to be cautious about during the holiday?
The online shopping, and they get better at it every year. You get so excited to buy certain products or expensive products, people need to keep an eye on what websites they're visiting. This comes in mind whether it's Cyber Monday or whether you're ordering a week before Christmas. Every year there are sites that pop up. I know we had a particularly nasty one a couple of years or so back where it was called Santa's Toy Depot. And we had a couple of people call. They were selling the really popular items. I think that year it was the Disney Frozen stuff, bicycles and things.
Yeah.
They didn't get anything. They sent the money. This website, we looked into it, had no contact information, had no idea where they were.
Really?
Couldn't contact them. So if you're shopping, friends, look and see where a company is located. If it's a website you're not familiar with, if there's no physical address or phone number and the only way you can contact them is by email, that's a red flag, because if you don't know where they are, we can't even assist you if there's something goes wrong.
Good
if
point.
You don't get your item. And a lot of people get all excited. They don't. It's amazing how many people will not look for that.
Yeah, it's like you say, and especially if you feel like you're getting a good deal, you're going, oh, let me do this real quick.
And the other thing, I was discussing with some other bureaus, you know, via our email listserv about some websites that may be offering items that don't, they look like the real deal, but they're not, and it turns out they're being shipped from overseas, like in China.
Like counterfeit stuff?
Well, or knockoff stuff. Or one bureau talked about something called Pandora Picks that popped up last year, where people thought they were buying items that was Pandora jewelry, which is very expensive.
Very expensive.
And it was just knockoff stuff.
Okay.
So just look at that carefully.
Go to the phones. This is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. I do volunteer work at my local senior citizen center.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people have, excuse my language, Obama phones. And periodically they will get this text that it is time to pay their 911 Kentucky surcharge, and they have to go to this website. Of course, these people are going to take your money, but there's no 911 surcharge on Obama phones.
Hmm. Well, and there's I haven't heard of that one. That's interesting.
Yeah, I've seen it 8 times this year already.
Interesting.
If you happen to see another one of those, I would be curious to see a screenshot of that you could email to us or one of the folks you know.
Next time I see one, I'll definitely get it.
Or call the bureau and I'll tell you where to send it. That's interesting. I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah, I've seen it 8 times this year, and it's just there's.
But it's the folks that are getting the free
phones.
It's the folks that are getting the. You're not seeing it from anyone that has a phone that they've purchased themselves. These are the ones that they're able to get for being on different types of assistance programs to help the public. Okay.
Right.
Interesting.
Right.
All right. Heather Clary is with us from the Better Business Bureau. We have Ray Larson sitting in with us this morning, too.
And I am honored to be in the presence of
me?
Larson.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
and
Ray
you
Larson.
Always, right. You know. But I've known Ray for many years.
Ray, I know people are wondering how you doing in your retirement. Are you doing all right?
Average.
Yeah.
And the reason is it's... it's an adjustment to go from going 100 miles an hour to going 3 or 4 miles an hour.
You are the treasurer for Lou Anna Redcorn's running for that office.
To retain it.
To mm-hmm. retain it, right?
Right.
Good.
And it's, you know, she's a good prosecutor, and I hope she's unopposed. That'll be helpful.
At this point, she is.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. I was thinking about running against her, but then I thought, you know what? She knows a lot more about it than I do.
She knows a hell of a lot more about it than you do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep going here.
Okay. We can talk a little bit about gift cards because, of course, that seems to be the most popular gift every year. And there are different ways you can buy them and just some things to keep in mind about those that if you do get one or buy one for someone, remind them that, they don't expire for at least 5 years from the date you purchased it. Under federal law. However, every year we run into this. You get a gift card and a couple months, 6 months down the road, we hear from people who haven't used it and the company has gone out of business.
And especially now with all these restaurants going out of business.
It's happened with restaurants and some of the more larger chains. We've had it happen with local salons or spas. We've had it happen, Radio Shack, things like that.
Right.
Or a business closes in your area and the nearest one is, two states away. One thing you can keep in mind on that is if it's a retailer that also has a website. Perhaps you can use it on the website and order items in the mail. Or sometimes other companies jump in and say, well, we will honor these cards, et cetera. So, but don't just throw it in a joy box and forget it. You know, retailers love that because that's just free money in their pockets. And you can also run into the issue of possible inactivity fees. You look at the terms and conditions. They're usually printed on the packaging or on the back of the card. Like if you don't use it for a year, you're going to lose, you know, 6% of its value and so forth. So use them as fast as you can. It's a gift of shopping. Who doesn't want to do that?
Right, right. But, you know, I think people think that there are sort of universal rules that it's whatever the store wants to make it, right? I mean, can't they say this thing expires week after next?
Well, if it's a local gift certificate, but you're mainly talking about retail gift cards. They're, according to the Federal Trade Commission, they're not supposed to expire for at least 5 years.
Is that right? Okay, so that is universal.
That's what it says. Yeah. Now, if you've got a local gift certificate you're issuing from someplace, that might be a little bit different, but you do want to look at that carefully.
And each store has is allowed to have their own return policy.
That's right, yes. Stores are allowed to have their own return and exchange policies.
And if they don't want to take it back, they don't have to, right?
Well, it depends on what's going on. I mean, if the item is damaged or something, they should.
But in clothing, if it doesn't fit, I don't like the color.
Well, if they can exchange it, I mean, usually stores will do that for you. Look for that, especially if you're buying a big ticket item for someone this year, and watch the calendar. Sometimes the return policies might be up in 30 days, 60 days. You know, here we are, mid-November. So if you give it and they decide later, well, it's not right, you may be outside of the period where you could return it for cash refund. You might just get store credit. So kind of just look at the website of the store. You can tell that too.
Here's a text. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with Christmas shopping, but it's a decent question.
Yeah.
This is from Mike. It says, recently, an HVAC company was fined by the state attorney general to the tune of $60,000 for cheating their customers. The BBB, last time I looked, has given that same company an A rating. How is that possible?
I know what company you're talking about. That company is actually based in Louisville.
Right.
So we did not give the rating, and I'm not sure what the current rating. They may have had one at that point.
We did a show on the subject.
Yes, you did. I do remember
that. And
had
the owner of the company on, and my understanding was he was going to sort of make restitution to those.
He was. They entered into what do you call those things? I don't know if it was an assurance of voluntary compliance, or it was some kind of a settlement.
Was it, Ray? What was it?
Agreed. Some kind of an agreed order.
Yeah, where they were going to offer, I think, some extended warranties on the product. And I can tell you that a Better Business Bureau grade that's applied to a business is dependent upon numerous factors. Some of that is government action. If there are out-and-out convictions of things, that can affect a grade. Honestly, I'm trying to see. I'm on the BBB website right now because it may not be an A right now. But I will tell you, we didn't give it that. But
okay.
We also, yeah.
Fair enough.
But we're happy to explain those kinds of questions if people have it. Just give us a call at the BBB, and we'll give those numbers before we get out
here. How do people become members? How do businesses? Do you guys do background checks? And
well, we not heavy background checks. We do check to make sure you don't have a pattern of unanswered complaints, unresolved complaints. You'd have to be invited to join the Better Business Bureau and become an accredited business. And we have many of them that support our services as a nonprofit organization to help keep our money in our communities and not spend them with the con artists. And then we like to recommend that you use those businesses because they've committed to us that they're going to respond to complaints, they're going to toe the line. And if they do not, you know, they can have their membership revoked by our board of directors. So not just anyone qualifies to join.
This is David. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing? How do these gas companies get away with holding twice as much on a debit card when you go to the pump and pay? It's not posted anywhere. How do they get away with that?
Actually, I have seen it posted, and that's very common. Put a hold on your debit card or your credit card if you use it to buy gas, if you use it to charge a hotel room. Those are two examples I can think of because it's allowed by federal law. And I have seen the sticker on some of the gas pumps stating There may be a hold on your account for up to whatever time it is, 24 hours, 48 hours. It's allowed
really?
By
I
law.
Didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and we'll get somebody call about that from time to time going, they do that? I'm like, yeah, so you kind of want to make certain that you've got enough in that account or you're not ready to. And you may notice I look at my accounts online, and I'll see where the Kroger gas station is charged a dollar. They start that to start with, just I guess to make sure it's a good account, and then they'll charge the rest of it later on. But they're allowed by law to do that as far as
wow.
we know.
Wow,
yeah.
That's interesting.
I didn't find out until I went to Kroger's and tried to buy some groceries, and I didn't have enough money.
Because you used it at a gas pump, right?
Wow, that's...
The moral of that story is go to Kroger first and then go to the gas pump.
All right.
I do the same thing, sir. Yeah.
Appreciate your call. I was totally unaware of that.
Yeah.
We got about 2 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. We just want to remind people that we want you to have a safe and good holiday season shopping. If you'd like to check out a business that you see online before you shop or locally, please call us at the Better Business Bureau. We're at 259-1008. You can log on to BBB.org and check out businesses and websites. If you do come across something that looks kind of scammy that we need to warn other people about, we certainly want you to give us a call and let us know so that we can get it out there and warn everybody else. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. And if you're not sure, when in doubt, please check it out. We want you to call us just to save your money.
And I've got an email from my friend Bob who said he's been waiting to buy a Tickle Me Elmo for 10 years.
I think I heard this year the big toy is going to be something called a fingerling. It's a monkey thing.
I'm hearing about those already.
All I can think of is potatoes when I hear fingerling.
Yeah, you know, they're monkeys, and that's about
last
all
year
I
it was
know
Hatchimals. Now you can buy them on the end cap at Kroger.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen them there. You couldn't get one to save your soul last year.
Yeah,
so
you had to hold somebody up to get one last year.
Exactly.
That's right. Well, thank you. Always a pleasure to
thank
have you here.
Thank you for having me.